For IT professionals in the Chattanooga area, the Scenic City Summit offers them the chance to connect and develop their skills. This year's summit, all virtual, is on Friday, and participants can join for the entire day or for the sessions that interest them. Brandon Schwartz is founder of the Scenic City Summit, presented by the Chattanooga Technology Council, or CHATEC. Brandon, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
Tell us more about the summit.
So Scenic City Summit is a community technical conference that started in 2016, in person, of course, back then. We were at UTC at the engineering building on the campus for our first year, and then we moved to Chattanooga Convention Center every year until 2020, when we went virtual. And we're doing that again this year and expanding a little bit, adding more of a platform to encourage some hallway interactions and a little bit more networking opportunities for the attendees apart from the regular sessions.
And what are some of the themes that this year's summit will focus on?
So we typically try to include a range of topics that reflect the technology that we're using both in Chattanooga and in the region. So we're having some cybersecurity talks, a lot of cloud and DevOps topics, some front-end and back-end development talks, and some presentations on things like agile methodologies, project management, and other what people call soft skills, what I prefer to call professional skills around tech and development.
And of course, the pandemic has disrupted how we think of all these things.
Yes. The number of things that in years past we'd talked about as being impractical or impossible that we've suddenly been able to do with a lot of brains working on the same problem and trying to figure out how everyone does things remotely. It's been kind of a quantum leap forward and a quantum shift to the side for a lot of those areas.
And then tell us more about the participants at the summit from across the tech space here in Chattanooga, the Tennessee Valley, and since this is virtual, beyond our area.
Our speakers this year include one I know from Scotland and one from Central Europe. Going virtual has sort of lost some of the face-to-face aspect of what we typically really enjoy about these sorts of community events, but it has opened things up because we haven't had to worry as much about timing around travel or anything like that. We opened us up to have speakers from the East Coast, the West Coast, and overseas, which has been great.
And what have you been hearing from people in the tech space, in the startup space, in the entrepreneurial space here in the Chattanooga area?
One obvious aspect that's not just impacting tech, but is impacting all of us is the question of whether we're going to have people co-located as we're going through the pandemic and after, or if we're going to continue to be fairly flexible or location agnostic in terms of our work. That has been a very good thing in some cases, particularly here in Chattanooga. A lot of us have gig fiber connections at home. So in terms of being able to do our work quickly and without some of the interruptions that you'd see in an office setting and having kind of all the tools that we need right in front of us, that's been very good. It's also, for particularly tech startups and larger organizations, has opened up the playing field just the same way that we're able to get speakers from across the country and across the world without having to work out those travel logistics. A lot of organizations are looking more toward remote first teams or being able to work with people who aren't necessarily right here in the region. And so that's changed the game a little bit for the kind of talent that we're able to look at across the tech space.
And for people who want more information about the summit, where can they go online?
For more information, people can go to scenicitysummit.com, all one word, just like those words are spelled, or go to chatechcouncil.org, which is the website for the Chattanooga Technology Council, CHATEC, who's partnered with us since the conference started in 2016.
All right, Brandon, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.